100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Shaking off the bout of COVID-19, the Paxlovid, well, it worked, but it really did a number on me. Ugh. Anyway, I'm back on my regular medications and, well, here's hoping. Anyway, y'all didn't come here to hear about my health updates. You came here for the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic, unlike how I had it set up in the post, was actually blinded, but I kinda got it wrong. There's something I do wrong every week, I suppose. Oh well, that's what it was this week. Let's find out what it is this week. I'll try to get things right, but who knows what'll happen. Anyway, on the topic of blinded, let's go ahead and hear your stories, and thank you for all the well wishes, and, well, let's see how things turn out.
Tour Operator Zaino here, with a story on the word blinded. Deprived of ordinary vision, the blind sage speaks with inner vision. Petitioners must make an arduous mountain ascent of many days to speak with him. One asked, "How can I become rich?" The sage answered, "Want what you have." He asked again, "No, I mean, how can I get lots of money?" The sage answered, "Be of value to others." He protested in exasperation, "What wisdom is this? Why can't you talk sense?" and tramped off back down the mountainside. The sage replied to the empty air, "Because there are none so blind as those who will not see."
Greetings, Jay Radimus, returning for another weekly challenge. Hopefully the 3 weeks in a row continues on. My story this week for the topic of blinded is called Not by the Light. Harvey was still ecstatic, beyond even. Just before the end of the day, he closed on the biggest real estate deal he'd ever been part of, and he and the rest of the agents just closed out a bar on the biggest bar tab he'd ever been part of. Walking to his car, he was jostled off the sidewalk and almost fell over. When he regained his balance, he looked up and could only see the headlights of an oncoming vehicle. He survived, but with the injuries he sustained, the car's lights were the last thing he would ever see. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my little story this week is called The Blinding. In the beginning was the bird. One bird, a magpie with an oil in a puddle sheen across his outstretched wing. They had said a single magpie was bad luck, but then hordes arrived. A global power outage shut down all communication. If the internet still worked, Hitchcock would almost certainly be trending on Twitter. The first to be enucleated was a toddler playing on the swings. His whelp swept across the grass, met more chilling screams before horror filled the park. With an iridescent flash, the attackers disappeared as quickly as they'd come. But the darkness had already fallen. Thanks for listening. See you next week, lovelies. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 885 with the prompt of blinded. Here's my story. My twin brother was killed in a hit and run when he was riding his bicycle this morning. He rode every Saturday. I don't know if he was blinded by the car's headlights and run off the road, or if he was hit from behind. The details aren't in yet. Roger liked to laugh. He was a ventriloquist, a magician, a musician, an accountant, and he loved cats. We ran a half marathon together last month. He said that was probably going to be his last, as he preferred to ride his bike. Looks like it was. I'll miss him. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Dusk set in. The Black Panther remained seated on his pedestal, his back to the water, watching the humans getting ready to wrap up their day. It was that time again. They didn't know. But that old witch had taught him well. She had showed him who to snatch and when. The next morning, they would wonder, how, why, when, who did this? As the morning approached, he'd go back to being a statue on his pedestal, the one they revered, the one they looked up to for protection. Dusk set in, and he waited on his pedestal. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Do you know of anyone who actually has been blinded by looking directly at the sun? I'm pretty sure you don't, and I'm equally sure that, at some point in your life, you've given it a go yourself. Just for a moment, perhaps just through barely open eyelids, right? Did it blind you? Maybe it hurt a little, and no doubt you were troubled by disorientating after images. But you weren't blinded, were you? Nobody ever is. Let me tell you why you really shouldn't look at the sun. Better still, take a look for yourself. A good, long look.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Marlene Walker. Marlene Walker glided across the checkered linoleum tiles towards the old brown easy chair. A lingering hint of Old Spice and Lucky Strikes brushed her cheek. She thought it was pretty funny how the scent of a person could, with crystal clarity, reconstruct her father's presence. He lived the last 6 months in that ragged old chair. She could still mark out the decaying of senses, and towards the end, the blinding of the light, both inner and outer. Her body told her to cry, but to do so would be to cross a hard line. Later, she said, later. And a continuation of... As to the reason for my absence. Emer was my cat. I taught her how to swear, and she often did. She did not care for the many other cats who would be abandoned on our last house on the right, below the tiny pump house on the hill. Emer was a three-legged cat and moved with a grace of motion you didn't actually see. You experienced it. Ask any owner of a three-legged pet. Emer lived to be 15, and the day I had to force myself to the vet to end her pain, all stories in my head hid in a corner, not available to me. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Blinded. I was never cut out to be a teacher. Not just because I hated kids, and let's be honest, kids tend to hate me too. But I was also horribly ill-suited to the job. The school I taught at was so understaffed we had to turn our hands to almost any subject. No problem for my more academically inclined colleagues, but when you're a sports coach, teaching chemistry is at best hit and miss. I made most of it up, scrawling incomprehensible, unintelligible formulae on the blackboard. The class, blinded by pseudoscience. Somehow, I got away with it. Okay, all done. Till next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Sometimes, Dolores forgot to wear her charging mask, and she needed to wear induction loop glasses to power her eyes during the day. The rims were thick, and a cable ran along her ear to the battery pack in her shirt pocket. The optical system offered notifications and overlays as reminders and identification enhancements, but Dolores kept those turned off. So, now and then, she'd wake up blind, fumbling for her glasses. The first time she forgot to charge her battery pack, she told Alexa to deliver a fresh one. She sat in the dark, waiting patiently for the doorbell.
Okay, well, there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Blinded. Hope you enjoyed all the stories this week. I know I did. It's always fun seeing them come in and, well, the directions that everybody goes. Anyway, let's hear y'all in the comments, and I'm looking forward to next week's topic, which is As Far As the Eye Can See. I'll try to get that right in the post this time. I know. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and be sure to check out the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.